Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. This week, we have a special guest with us, Tom Hornacek. And Tom has been a very close friend of Ave Maria Radio. You've heard him many times during the pledge drive, I'm sure, and at other times, and has a tremendous story of his own personal conversion. He's also been helping us at Renewal Ministries and participating in some of our international missions and things. And we've invited Tom to come and share his story with us this week. But today, we wanted to begin to celebrate with the rest of the church worldwide the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. One of the most beautiful days of the year, one of the most beautiful realities, one of the most hopeful things. When we come to terms with what God has done, and we really come to understand how the Lord prepared the way. And I thought I'd begin today. First, I want to welcome Tom. Welcome, Tom.
Welcome, Peter. Yeah, good to be with you.
I'm going to just take a couple of minutes to just talk about what the church teaches about it. Like, what does it mean, the Immaculate Conception? Then let's take today, instead of like going into the story, let's just talk about our own relationship with Our Lady and the way she's touched our lives and the lives of people that we know. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, great. Okay, so the Immaculate Conception, it's the heart of it is Mary, not Jesus, but Mary. At her conception, she was preserved from the stain of original sin. That's the heart of it. And the heart of it is the God the Father making a way for his beloved son to be conceived in the womb of a woman without sin. Made pure by the love and plan of the Father, she's the first person who receives the working of the saving work of Jesus Christ. She received what's called prevenient grace. She received the grace that Jesus was making possible for all of us through his life, passion, death, and resurrection. That grace, by the wisdom of the Father, was applied to her life at her conception. And she became then the first to be saved from sin, literally, by the work of Jesus. Applied to, there's some beautiful passages in the Catechism, paragraph 491. The most blessed Virgin Mary was, from the first moment of her conception, preserved, immune from all stain of original sin. Paragraph 492, Mary was redeemed in a more exalted fashion by reason of the merits of her son. And she's full of grace because 490, God gave Mary this privilege because of her unique role as the mother of the Savior. Mary's holiness was entirely unique, and she remained free from personal sin as well throughout her whole life. Finally, paragraph 508 of the Catechism. Mary is the all-holy, ever-virgin Mother of God and the beginning of the new creation. I have to say, Tom, that part, that line, the last part of that, she's the beginning of the new creation, it never registered in my mind. I mean, it's obviously there,
yes.
Right? But
yes.
It literally began, the new creation, just like creation itself with Eve in the garden. Now, the new creation that God is establishing began with Our Lady. She's the one who experienced the grace, the power, of the capacity for an entirely new way of life and to be able to live in the kingdom from the moment of her conception. And as a result, she was made worthy. She was enabled to become the vessel to carry the life and to share her blood with the Son of God. Imagine, you know?
The human tabernacle.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And so, Father in heaven, today, we just want to thank you for the gift of our mother, the extraordinary work that so many in the world don't know about, but many, many, many do. And the gift of Our Lady and her place now in heaven, in glory, clothed in glory, crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth, her yes to the Father's plan has helped bring about the salvation of the whole world. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Mother Mary, we thank you this morning for the way in which you've touched our lives, the way you've touched our families, the way you've touched us this morning after Mass. I had a conversation with a woman, and she was just sharing some amazing things happened in her life. And I said, well, how did that all happen? And she pulled a rosary out of her pocket.
She was packing.
Right. She was packing. Exactly. Exactly. So, Tom, I thought it'd be great if we could just share a little bit about your own relationship with the Blessed Mother over the years and how she's impacted you and sure. how you've seen it in other people's lives, too.
Well, you know, when I was a lukewarm Catholic, I never prayed the rosary, chaplet, nothing. I didn't really even know the Ten Commandments. And then as my conversion happened, I look at it this way, Peter. The Catholic faith is like a pool, and most people every weekend, they just dip their toe in. And when you're at that point and you dive in, you can't swim to the bottom of it. There is so much there that if you're not learning every moment for the rest of your life, there's something wrong. And when I started praying the rosary, and so if you're a guy out there and you're listening, you don't pray it, get the brochure until you can memorize it. Now, I have them on the way down. I got the rosary in, and I'm going to get a couple in on the way back. And I pray for intentions. I pray it every day. I do it early, because if you wait later in the day, it's too hard to stay awake. But it's an essential part of my prayer life every day now. Mm-hmm. And I have seen miracles in my life and in family members lifting them up to her. Now, you can't expect it's going to happen immediately, but I do know from my experience that when you devote yourself to her, she's such a good mother, and she will take care of you. And what really struck me, Peter, was when I started to understand that the Father loves my children and grandchildren more than I do, mm-hmm. and so does our mother. And so entrusting them to them, when people worry, it's like St. Padre Pio, pray and don't worry. Yeah. Okay? And it's true. But once you start praying the rosary, that's when I get all the ideas. Even sometimes I feel like I'm drifting off the mystery. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, we could have this prayer card, or we could be doing this and work at the station and some other things in men's ministry that I work in. So it's really about creating a prayer life. Until you start a prayer life, nothing changes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, we're meant to live in conversation yes. with the Lord. And one of the ways Mary helps us have a conversation with the Lord, that she helps us. She knows Jesus better than anybody ever knew Jesus, other than God the Father. And she loves to reveal her Son to us. And as we draw closer to her, she points to him and helps us understand him even more. It's interesting, not only interesting, it's spectacular when you think about and astounding that God the Father's plan for salvation began with such humility in mind. The humility of Our Lady, the humility of Jesus being born in the womb of Our Lady, becoming one of us, the whole condescension and self-emptying of Jesus, of God, to come to save us. And you see that in the world, what looks powerful to everybody is big money, AI, you name it, you know, big armies, big kingdom. The people are captivated by and think that that's really powerful. But when you think about the greatest power was Jesus coming and God the Father, and his whole plan is given to, beginning with the story, with a young woman, with basically, what was she, 15? You know, yes. people say somewhere in there. And God entrusts the whole plan of the kingdom and salvation in that moment to her. As his plan is unfolding, it's really astounding.
I think about the fiat when Gabriel appeared to her. And I just think, wow, just say, yes, be it done unto me. I thought about that when I'm praying the rosary, and I think about that. And I always thought Joseph and Mary knew everything that was going on, that God communicated with them all the time. No, they didn't. It's all about trust. Mm-hmm. And like when they fled to Egypt, after Joseph had the dream, and I'm thinking of Mary and Joseph. Now, they didn't call their relatives and say, hey, we're leaving or whatever. They just disappeared. And plus, they weren't going to probably tell anybody where they went because they were protecting Jesus. Mm-hmm. So all those things correlate into my life that I need to pray and I need to trust. And as long as I'm following the Father and trying to live and work in the Spirit, it'll be okay. Another prayer from Mary, the Memorare. I love Mother Teresa talked about the flying novena. And when I heard about it, I've used it. And that is you pray a Memorare 9 times, and then you pray a 10th one in Thanksgiving. And there are many stories about
Tell us, what's a memorare, in case someone who's listening
remember,
know
O most gracious Virgin Mary, okay. that never mm-hmm. was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but hear and answer me. Amen. And she always responds.
Yeah. I just have to remember my mom today as well. I grew up in a family of seven kids, second youngest of seven, typical Catholic family, small German community in southern Minnesota. And one of the things my siblings and I all remember is no matter how difficult days got, and days did get difficult, my father, for a number of decades following the Second World War, was battling alcoholism and all the stuff that goes with that. Everybody in the family remembers how Mom basically carried us. She had a piece about her, because every single day she prayed the rosary, she prayed it a couple times a day. You just see her in her quietly in her chair. And I think she prayed all of us into the kingdom of God. Mm. I mean that sincerely. And I think all my siblings would say the same thing. And the foundation of my dad's sobriety and through years of suffering and difficulty, among really good things too as a family, but a lot of pain there, she just knew. And later in life, when she was in her early 90s, I remember talking with her. I went to see her. She was living with my sister at the time, and standing in the kitchen cleaning up after lunch, and outside the window was a statue of Mary, which was at our home in New Ulm. She was not living with my sister long, quite a ways from where we used to live. And I just remembered seeing, I said, Mom, oh, the statue is here. She goes, yeah, of course. I bring her and sit. I see her every day and talk to her every day, you know? And she said, and one of the things that she learned, she said, Mary, Our Lady will never let you down. And,
yes.
And it just, right from her heart, it was totally convinced that that was true. And it is true.
It is true.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the statue. When I left this morning, it was still dark in East Tawas. And now that I'm done cutting grass, I have a statue of Mary. As you pull in, we have a little flower garden, and there's a tree behind it. I put a floodlight on it with a timer. Every morning it comes on, and it shines on Mary and up on the tree, and then in the evening it comes on. And everybody who pulls into our house says, I love that. That's a great idea. And it's got Mary with the floodlight and the tree outline in the background, like a family tree. But it's just like she's there protecting us.
Yeah,
she's always there for us.
Yeah, and that, it's the life of the kingdom. She's the queen of heaven and earth, but also is there, the angels are there. Those who have gone before us are praying for us. And sometimes it's a reminder that we're already living in the kingdom. The already and the not yet is happening with us, that we're actually united. We're in communion with them. And the church's wisdom, things like statues, rosaries, pictures, paintings, icons, all of that reminds us of a reality that's actually going on around us. And that she's with us, and the angels are with us, and the Lord's protecting us. So just want to say a little prayer as we end this morning to anybody who's listening today who's carrying a heavy burden. Maybe you just happen to tune into the program accidentally today on Catholic Radio. I just want you to know that you can turn to Our Lady, Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and she will help you through all the difficulties you're going through to bring you into a relationship with Jesus that will absolutely transform your life. God bless you, Tom. So glad you could be with us. Friends, hope
you
can join
Peter.
Us tomorrow. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.